This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. With opposition from a few GOP senators, a health care bill, also moving tax funding away from abortion providers, remains in jeopardy. One of two critical stories not making major headlines is that Congress has not seen more stubborn partisanship since Democrats unanimously opposed the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments to the U.S. Constitution. The other is that Democrats running on a platform of unlimited abortion have yet to win one special election this year. The Commonwealth of Virginia is highlighting a critical point for voters across the nation. A pro-life candidate had been trailing in polls throughout the race that ends in an off-year election for governor in 6 weeks. Now the race is a dead heat. The point for pro-lifers in over a dozen races this November is that your vote is critical. This is Life News Radio. In the contest to decide what rights human souls will actually possess before governments and in the public arena, the heroes are becoming ordinary people like you. People are speaking up for life before their friends, in public conversation, and in the voting booth. People in the abortion business are quitting and speaking out. Ordinary people are living ordinary lives in heroic testimony to the value and love of human life. Join us in making a culture of life. In other headlines, despite 650 doctors protesting her actions, the head of the Royal College of Obstetricians has surprisingly led her organization to support efforts to decriminalize abortion up to birth. And a British woman is telling how her husband saved her from death when doctors wanted to deny life support and begin donating her organs. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.